You have to say they're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. Gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time.
Wake up, everybody. This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, July 13, 2008. This is a live show. And I'm going to put forth, I want to thank all the new listeners coming aboard. And we're on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call the number is 800-313-9443. And I'm going to do a program today of very naturally important information and connecting dots between law, medicine, and the Beltway. And over the past several months, I get many hundreds and hundreds of messages, and I've grouped them in to answer a lot of those questions in a group form to cover everything. And I'm very grateful to doing that. It would take about three people to answer all the questions, and so it's taken a period of time, so you have to excuse me on that. But I'm going to try to do that today, and it'll be various subjects that have to do with your investments in medicine, law, and what's happening in the world of warfare, planning, and survival. I want to give my condolences for the Tony Snow death, who was a commentator on radio. My little experience with Tony Snow was that I was planning to have Vice President Cheney on my show because Cheney, you know, he is very informed, and in the old days we, you know, it was a chance to expose the incoming nuclear program in Pakistan. So I felt that having Vice President Cheney on my show, and I was just getting started in radio, and only been on RBN a short time, and I met Tony Snow. He was trying to set things up. He was just, but he was a radio person, and I didn't know that. On that total fast, he was very nice to me. I couldn't have Vice President Cheney on my show because the station didn't want me to have him, but Tony Snow was very nice to me. And being a novice, and in many ways I still am, I'm, you know. But wherever you are, Tony, you really are everything everybody says you are. And I also want to give the condolences to the death of Dr. Michael DeBakey, heart surgeon, who was one of my professors and in extracorporeal bypass surgery. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll proceed with the topics of the day.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I've found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is Parker Pathways, and this is Dr. Wayne Parker, and I wanted to make a mention of another passing away of Dr. Robert Siemens, Jr. He was the top administrator of the Apollo space program. And the memory base of something of this sort is extensive. Around the 1970s, it was probably around 1974 or 75, I'm not quite sure. But I believe it was in 1975. Dr. Siemens was telling Congress that the greater production of nuclear power, and I think it was he's dealing with coal, and the same discussion we're having today about crude oil and natural gas, had to be increased in production. And of course, he had already been involved in this very successful program of the Apollo space shot, and there was a project that had to do with monkeys at that time. I don't know if the audience would know about that. I think that there was some allusion to that in the movie called The Right Stuff, where the Germans wanted to shoot monkeys up into the from the capsule instead of humans. And at that time, there were some psychological studies being conducted
in various university systems on the psychology and the development of the lower brainstem and its capacity to be able to think in an anti-gravity system. But the sophistication of anti-gravity hadn't been fully discussed in such a way to build labs to be able to work with that, and that's how that base was touched with Dr. Siemens. And, of course, the Wernher von Braun episode was like meeting Einstein, if he could have been met at that time. And but the if it hadn't been for Robert Siemens, the whole discussion of even Congress taking up the issue of increased energy systems and the depletion of oil systems, even though we have coal and we have power, natural gas issues that are coming up, Congress would have never taken it up. The public doesn't realize that backstory, and Dr. Siemens joined later the Radio Corporation of America, and there's a whole wisp of processes there that were very instrumental at MIT with Dr. Siemens, and the whole process here is that he started as a precursor of the Department of Energy, and he also developed the concept of the Atomic Energy Commission as we know it. The public doesn't realize that the Congress wouldn't have done that, and one of the greatest, if it hadn't been for Dr. Siemens, and the other focus is that when John F. Kennedy was president, John F. Kennedy had the brain power to be able to understand what Wernher von Braun was talking about. The basic notices with Dr. Siemens and Dr. von Braun was the fact that they set up the energy policy that would put it through at this time. Otherwise, the same words that are being used today by the president or any other president, going all the way back to some signed documents which come from even Harry Truman, how to suppress the energy system and work it through. No one ever had any intention of drilling for oil in America. Most of those tracts for treaties were given to China over a period of time. President Carter, when he gave away the Panama Canal system, was based so China could have her embargo system and delivery of goods to go through the kind of Panama Canal and then end up in the Gulf of Mexico into Texas, and then reassemble the products and then put a label on it and say that it was made in America, and that's the way we're living now. I cannot express how fortunate I was to even rub against the thought processes of Dr. Siemens. But all I've got to say is my hat's off, and he had to go to heaven. There's no way that anybody on that power base could have ever, in his mind, had conceived the concept of nuclear power as a potential. And then all those reports and everything have been suppressed for years. Congress hasn't done anything in terms of it, except now, of course, it's fashionable to talk about nuclear power, which is something that should be definitely talked about, and I want to do a show on it and work with it. I'm running an observation of the cultures to where we are in the world today. There's so much to discuss that one wonders if the psychology of people have gone to the extent of to being in a state of denial, that they don't want to solve problems. The psychologists around the world are starting to agree that most people don't want to solve problems to survive. The psychologists have developed a new term now in psychology for a delusion called climate change delusion, and this is based upon the developing story of a 17-year-old boy who has a delusion of a lack of resources of water and food, and so he won't drink water, and is getting psychotherapy for the fact that he won't do that. If he drinks a glass of water, the water will be depleted on the earth. But the climate change delusion is quite real for the psychologists to take up, and there are a lot of delusions about climate change when it isn't climate change. Everyone talks about whether they want corporations to develop green chemistry, or they want green buildings, or they want other aspects of this. There's nothing wrong with the concept of improving your engineering, but there's a lot wrong when you have environmentalists who have taken giants in physics like Dr. Simons and the rest of it that, and distorted it and brought it into the federal courts. Someone asked me, what am I going to have as my show today? And of course, I have 3,000 email bunches of 5 months. I got an answer in things in terms of groups. I receive over 500 to 800 emails a show. I receive residual messages throughout the week and the month concerning topics that we cover here on Parker Pathways. The iPod situation of the people who come in and they're starting to catch to the show and listen, which I'm very thankful for. But they're starting to realize that what I'm saying, that what we have here is a pathway of where we're not looking at what's good. You know, my whole position has always, from the very first day I went on air 2.5 years ago, is that we have innovation in our side. We have the brain system. We have the thinking. If you're on a mission, let's say in the Mideast, and the rest of it, and you'll see people living in huts and they're fighting and putting mines in roads and trying to kill American forces and the rest of it. But what's the instrumentation they're using? They're using cell phones invented from America. You can go into a place and a thing, and they're using a microwave that was invented from American resources. Technology of missiles. You take the missiles that people talk about that are being shot for the next threat of the world war that's emerging as a possibility in the Middle East. One-tenth of that research that went into that are part of the spilling over research that was just given away by President Clinton to China. So the whole process of this, the Chinese being able to shoot down their satellite system as a warning to everything. Americans did the same thing. Our American technology did a satellite system and was there. Well, why not? Because we invented it. And the whole process here is that we've got things distorted in terms of where we are. And there are presidential candidates who are saying, well, we want you to eat less so the rest of the world can eat more. Or we want you to not have any kind of sky weapons. We don't want that. We want you to be green, cut back, different tax bases to be able to thwart any kind of creativity. These are really platforms for people that are in political office, and people in this country are buying it. And all I know is that I consider it short-sighted. And as when you have bureaucratic decisions that are being based on what a life is worth, based upon what the Environmental Protection Agency says it's worth, they've decreased the economy of scale. I've talked about that many times. Life now is dropped in value 11% based upon the Environmental Protection Agency's value they put on life. They have it now at $6.9 million a person, which rules out any concept of change of green to save your life.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. One of the focuses of this Parker Pathways, trying to cover the nine major disciplines of engineering, law, and medicine today and answer a bundle messages of questions and comments that have been made over a period of time for the shows. But I want to really clarify something before the break that I was discussing. Is the Environmental Protection Agency is the agency that sets the value of what a life is worth in America, and the figure that was based is on they develop the life-saving benefits that outweigh the costs to determine the value of human life. The value of human life formulations were made at the tail end of the social communist movement in the United States about in the 1940s and carries through in everyday decisions. The public never knows about these things in terms of this is how and why I'm so adamant that we have a constitutional amendment as to what we can place in the food, water, and medical protocols for the development of life and happiness and health, which is part of the constitutional signature. And the cost is based upon is not based on a person's earning capacity or the potential contributions to society or how much they're loved by their families or how they're needed by their families or something of this sort, or the insurance claims and wrongful death suits that are involved. The value of a human life is based on what people are willing to pay to avoid certain risks. This is a three-tiered formula. And how much extra employers pay their workers to take additional risk. So a lot of the data, it was drawn from payroll statistics and opinion surveys. When President Roosevelt placed the process in of the formulas to be put in, they were discovering the ways to value human life for Social Security and the work and the worker system that was to be devised as a socialist system. Those figures still remain today. So the EPA made, the Environmental Protection Agency made the changes on the value of human life, which I have always talked about, as I said, in the form of economy of scale. When you talk about the effects of the contaminants of the recycled water and irrigation system affect our food supply, that can kill people and does. The fact of the drinking of the sewage water, which is trying to be implemented under the social communist view of the value of human life. The value of the trihalomethanes and disinfecting byproducts that have been totally proven and conceptualized in terms of how it affects human health and human reproduction. Remember, I put this in the water doomsday clock. I was talking about technology forecasting using the mathematics that are used that were used during the Second World War to build ships and submarines and also new airplanes, and applied that to calculations of the development of the influence in the human body. So the changes were made in year 2004. They cut the estimated value of life by 80%. And the 8% they based on the concept of the true value. So the rule took away on the mathematics a normal adjustment for 1 year's inflation. So between the two changes on the estimated value of life by 8%, between the two changes, the value of life has fallen 11% based on today's dollar. So it's really based upon the concept of so she's really clear, so you understand what we're saying. The whole basis is done by economists who calculate the value of human life is based on what people are willing to pay to avoid certain risks and how much extra employers pay their workers to take on additional risk. The reason that this is important for your existence and your life is the fact of these bogus arguments about new health care and the concept of the way that the care is taken on and how it's paid for. And the original studies that were done, for instance, in terms of ways that people were valued in terms of the studies. For instance, you take one of the first studies I exposed to the public in the year 2003 on chromosomal damage and sperm head abnormalities in mice, which was extrapolated to males. That study was done in 1985, and that's the drinking water and the chemicals used for the disinfectant. That was passed into the studies of the Marines in Fort Lejeune. 5% of all males' sperm was damaged in the first 10 minutes from drinking water out of the tap. The value of human life at that time was $5.1 million.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Parker Pathway, Dr. Wayne Parker. Call my number is 800-313-9443. I wanted to make really clear again that the value of life that is very real, based on the economy scale, if 5% of the population is going to die, based upon no matter what you do in terms of where the decisions are made. And this is why the bureaucracy system has got to be approached in another way, which is why I've talked about the grand jury of science and technology that we need in this country. We have civil grand juries, we have criminal grand juries, but you need to get it that they're moving up the timetable tremendously to try to close the loopholes as fast as they can. The government representatives give you little clues in their sentence structure. In fact, most of the process of the psychology of suicide and development of the length of time and length of for you to live, the suicide site coming out of Australia and the euthanasia terminal law bills that are starting to show up in various states are already setting the stage for people to determine how long they want to live
and be able to go on the sites and answer questionnaires to be able to determine their length of life, and be able to determine how they're going to end their life. A lot of the process of the value of the human life is the basis for all of the decisions about the research and the concept of it, and what's being done in terms of having innovation under the flag of being green. The flag of being green, not only is the Islamic Muslim map for coloring the United States green, because that's what the Muslims want to have, that under their rule. That's their words. Those are their ways of doing it. They mean it, and in the more that you understand how far they want to go to make it work, you all you have to do is to listen to the little aspects of things that happen. I'm going to give you an example. I'm getting off track again from something. No, I think I'm going to go back to what I was going to do on my outline for the coverage, because I've got at least 3,000 some email concepts to, that I've answered. By the way, in the past, every show I answer at least 500 email questions and comments for each show, but it's become to the point you've become so amazed at how intelligent the audience is that you begin to see, you think to yourself, well, I hope we're making an impact, and I know we are, but think of the people that don't have the information. And so we have a situation, for instance, in order to determine your value of your life in terms of how economically you're setting in, it's the question of how much you want to pay in the formulation, in the mathematics of the formulation, how much you want to pay to get rid of your risk. And a good example of that is a demonstration by NBC on a documentary and part of a new show on Designer Waters. Now, the whole process of the Designer Water system is when you go in a restaurant, you can show off to your friends that you have a particular water, for instance, that's good for hydration. Well, that's what water's for, is hydrating you. But the whole process is that you now have water tasters who will come to your table and promote the concept of a different water. You have another water at the fancier restaurants who say, well, this water is good for digestion. Another glass will have a glass of water that says this is good for your skin. And the rest of, but the physiology of these things is just like a dark spot in the brain cell. The human being is drinking that. That's what water is for, but it's the idea of showing off the fact that you have more money than somebody else, and you understand this whole concept of showing off at the dinner table when you order the entree, and that you have the different waters. Some waters, well, as I say, well, you don't drink this particular water with your meal, but you can drink this particular water with your meal. And there's a whole industry being developed in terms of designer water and the process by which one can be a couture in water drinking. The show I did 2 years ago concerning the amount of contaminants that are in the food that's being prepared in the back kitchen, no matter how good of a restaurant it is, I received a lot of interest in that. And, of course, I try very hard to try to bring that information in on every show by using, because the government's not interested in me in telling you that, the kinds of contaminants are there. Give you an idea of tomatoes and peppers. Everybody's getting excited about the process of how it can be harmful to you, and it can be. But no one talks about the irrigation water, which can be, and they should be determining how much of the recycled water system is contaminated in that irrigation system. The other aspect of this is that they don't want to hurt the Mexicano government in terms of the transport of the tomatoes. And so you're stuck, with that. Let's say, well, wash it off. Well, you already have over 2,000 trial methanes and 5 bromide systems that are already contaminating and carcinogenic in the tap water, and we've got 20 to 25% in the bottled water that's got the same thing. So you take one of the pieces of information I could not get to you on the last show because of time constraints is that you take Los Angeles County in terms of the old trick of putting in black balls into the water system in the tanks in order to change the amount of light that comes in on nitrification to make bromate, which is carcinogenic, because it's bromate from the bromate halocytic acid. Now, you're saying to yourself, this is a very big point, because the bromohalocytic acids I've been talking about for 5 years. I've been trying to tell the public the fact that you're drinking it, you're taking it in, but the value of the economy of scale is based upon what health officers try to con you into believing with the following statement. I've mentioned it before. There's no substantial adverse effect if you add the chlorine dioxide, the chloramine, the ammonia, and the chloride, and the thing is no adverse effect, even though there have been animal studies and on into human studies concerning the process of the food and the water as we know it, based upon what I have forced into the public domain. The reason the Environmental Protection Agency is very upset with me, because I'm putting forth the idea of the value of life to be changed in the concept of how you figure it out. Study by Dr. Krasner is called the development of bench scale methods to investigate factors that impact cyanogen and cyanogen chloride production in chloramated waters. This was done. This study was done in 1991, and this was done in Orlando, Florida. This was one of the other studies that was combined with the idea of how your oxygen level can be depleted in the concept of chlorine dioxide that was done that caused cancer and the chloramine added to it, which now produces cyanic acid in the human body. Of course, this affects the electrolytes in the body and the basis of it. Let's say that you're looking at a study done in 1992 by Jessel Mulden in 1992. The title of the work is called Cancer of the Pancreas in Drinking Water, a Population-Based Control Study in Washington County, Maryland. Now, this study is very extensive as well. It's I've analyzed all these. There are over 800 peer review systems that I've analyzed, and of course, I'll be writing about all these things in my own treatise, but it's all going to be based on the fact of how you evaluate human life. Here you had cancer of the pancreas in the drinking water, a population-based control study done where you crossed age groups, and it was with a blink of an eye. This is government work. You need to understand when you say peer review, it's all supported by the government, who you know, in the terms of agencies, that's the normal way of trying to work things out. But they knew a 70% cancer rate of pancreas from the drinking water. You take Dr. Kramer's work, which is the intrauterine growth retardation, where you have fetuses that have hormone retardation of the forebrain. This is 1992, and this is based upon the idea of the waterborne system using chloroform, which they're trying to con everybody into saying, well, the water doesn't taste good because we taste chlorine, so therefore we're going to put in ammonia to make it taste better. Actually, this was a cover job in terms of this. Now, I was attacked by the United Nations for exposing the year 2002, the study that I talked about in the first half hour of my show today, with Dr. Meyer's work in 1985, Chromosomal Damage and Sperm Head Abnormalities. And the whole process is, they say, well, you can't extrapolate. We don't want to extrapolate animal studies into human studies because, you know, they don't apply. Well, of course, that is a bogus concept. The whole process by which you do pharmaceutical studies and basic studies is based on animal studies, which is why the idea of having newly bred stem cell cultures to try to replace animals, because you can have human studies that are working through and be able to do it in vitro. So the actual directive was in 1994 from the Environmental Protection Agency. This is when, in 1994, where the value of human life was changed to from 5% economy of scale to 8%. So in other words, 8% of your population would die based upon as a natural consequence of your action. The directive reads, the United States Environmental Protection Agency sets the drinking water standards and has determined that chloramines are a health concern at certain levels of exposure. This is a directive to the states of the United States. Not as Obama says, 57 states. No, this is a different thing. But Obama, as a candidate, I'm not endorsing one candidate or another. He wants us to speak Spanish in terms of not saying, if you don't speak English in a foreign government or in a concept of filing an international patent, you can't file it. So under the process of this, it's an insult to the intelligence to say that the Environmental Protection Agency, what is all Obama's doing, is going, that was a social communist position in 1994. So the Safe Drinking Water Act requires disinfection of all public water systems according to the directive. The chloramines are added to the drinking water to kill bacteria and other disease-causing microorganisms. That's the directive. And chloramines are also added to provide continuous disinfection throughout the distribution system. And the reason for that is because our infrastructure at that time was even on the worst bend as it is now, because no one had repaired the infrastructure. And, of course, now most of the infrastructure of the contamination of pipes, the government has really very little intention to fix. And they remember I told you the story. When they talked to Ivo Ivo, the general accounting office. They say $1.5 trillion, take it in. And we're not going to do it. We're going to have the public pay the utility tax and higher end, and whoever can afford it will be able to do it. This is the basis of how the EPA determines the value of life. Who wishes to pay for the concept? Now, we have chloramine, finish the paragraph. However, at higher doses for extended periods of time, this is the EPA talking to the states, chloramines have been shown to damage blood and liver in laboratory animals and leukemia of animals. So they set the drinking standards at chloramines to protect against the risk of these adverse effects. Those are the key words. So, you can do it, but you have to have a dose related. Well, what was the dose measured on? It was based upon the concept of the reaction of the human being to the various additives of the carcinogenic products in the water, which was the chlorine dioxide and the amines and the chlorine and the rest of it that caused the adverse reaction. Now, this is the reason I am talking about the 18th Amendment, which was repealed concept. That was really based upon the concept of interstate transport of food. The Volstead Act changes that to a liquor, and of course that was the beginning of prohibition. What I'm saying is that the 18th Amendment should be revived with the added words of the concept of what we're talking about in the real world of water and food. And the concept, and as I said, in chloramine causes cloud health damage, water should have a black label. It should have a black label, and that's no off statement. There are chemical reasons for it, legal reasons for it, but it affects the basis of the value of life that's been placed on human beings and adopted by the United Nations as to who will accept the risk and pay for the change. Do we have a call from Tennessee? Who's on? John?
Yes, doctor.
Yes, who's on?
Hi, doctor.
Who's this?
This is John in Tennessee.
What's your name?
John in Tennessee.
Hello, John.
Cody, you should be talking about this, sir, because I'm holding right here in my little hands a letter that I got from our local utility board with the results of some water testing they did, and we happen to have a very high level of arsenic. I could fax this to you if you'd like.
No, I have it. I've been, when I did the Senate subcommittee hearing, I know all about it. It's a neurotoxicity and reproduction developmental concept on the arsenic level. It's a crime. This is why I want the grand jury of science and technology. You should be able to meet in a place to determine who made the decision to keep that in there. And you know what they do? They sent the minimum the MOL levels, in other words, the minimum occupied levels of arsenic is based upon the human body's reaction. It's a crime, John, what they're doing.
Because here on the MCL and the level found, I've got 10 parts per billion and 1.4 parts per billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, see, that's the Environmental Protection Agency's on the determination of how much that's worth. You want to have that absorbed in your body. That's toxic, John.
Jeez.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There we go.
You've heard of Life Change Tea and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Life Change Fat Burners. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you can reduce your weight, reduce inches in your waist, and restore energy you haven't had in months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. Why sit and wonder if this product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight and get healthy. There's no other product on the market like this. Try it today. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
This is Parker Pathway. It's Dr. Wynn Parker. And we're going to carry on with some of the subjects and things. I'd like you to, write down a couple numbers of things. There are a lot of products out there in the world, but you know how it is with me. I don't endorse stuff unless I really feel high on it. Contact magnetic clay.
And they're on the Republic Broadcast Network. They're on page 2. They've got an excellent banner there. You can click on and get dialogue there about the products they have. But the thing is, they have a number, which is, write this down, it's 800-257-3315, and tell them you heard it on Parker Pathways. And they have, everyone talks about detoxification, but there's other kind of products that are there that relate to what I call being able to change things in a subtle way. You know, you can't do things in a harsh way to your body. You need to do things subtly, because the whole process is that, remember that I invented the phrase, which is called bioaccumulation, which is a very real process now adopted through forensic science and an expert witness concept. And we have, it's all explained in Chloramine Causes Clinical Health Damage, which is in the editorial and columnist section on RBN. And that's been translated into 4 foreign languages. But the other number that is for something different, which is what I have talked about for way before I ever knew I would even be lucky enough to even be associated with recommending them. It's a sports tea product. It has the electrolyte chain system that far exceeds anything on this planet that we know at this time. Their number is 303-694-6965. And they also have a website, www.sporttea. And take a look at them and pay attention to what they're doing, because it's not funny that the evaluation of our estimated concept of the value of life is has been calculated mathematically for years, and it's been based upon the payments, the concept of how you react to things. What I've done this different is I've taken space age mathematics and technology forecasting mathematics and placed it in there as the reaction of the bioaccumulation that's occurring in the real world. Things like radioactivity, the concept of transuranic waste, the things that human beings are, the government just wants to slough off and say, well, you can excrete it, like percolate. The deans of medical school say, well, you can urinate that out in 8 days. But the whole process is that Congress promotes the concept of rocket fuel in the water, and they consume that you can take that. But most of the follicular thyroid cancer patients as a result of percolator, 90% of them are dead from the time I first started on air 2.5 years ago. Didn't have many patients. I saw it was 11. It doesn't sound like a lot, you know, but it is. And you got people that are referred and they come in. In fact, if you want to, you can give me your story of the rashes and the other concepts and the reactions that you're having to the waters and the rest of it, and you can tell me about it, and I'll be more than glad to listen. And because the only way you can find this out is that you have to have the interchange of information that is not suppressed by the government. By the way, that website for Sport Tea is www.sportea.com. Come back at the other end of the break for the second hour.
Let me tell you why I